Bamatia Perak Yud Mishnah Vav, Shtei Ginos Zo Al Gav Zo. There are two gardens, one on top of the other. When we say one on top of the other, one is on a mountain, and then there's like a, almost like a cliff, and then there's one right next to it on the bottom of the cliff. Like you would lean over and see the one on the bottom. Vayerek Bein Tayim, and vegetables are growing from this steep cliff. In other words, they're sort of growing sideways between the two gardens. Rabbi Meir Omer Shel Elyon. So who do these vegetables belong to? Meir says they belong to the guy on top. Buda says they belong to the guy in the bottom. Amrib Meir, Imirta Elyon Likach Esafaro Ein Kan Yarek. Rabbi Meir says, you know why I believe that they belong to the guy on top? Because if the top guy would take all of his dirt, there wouldn't be any vegetables growing from this. In other words, the vegetables are clearly growing from the dirt. And everybody agrees to that too. Rabbi Yehuda also agrees to that. But that's Rabbi Meir's point. Since it's growing from the earth of the top guy, he's the guy that owns it. Rabbi Yehuda, Im Yirtza Tachton Lamalasis Ginoso, Ein Kan Yarek. Rabbi Yehuda says it belongs to the bottom guy, because if the bottom guy would fill up his Gina, there would be no vegetable, because it would be filled up with earth. It's growing in his airspace. Meaning, the stem of the vegetable is growing in his airspace. Rabbi Meir, Mi'achash Shneim Yicholim Limchos Ze Al Ze. Meir says, since both of them have a good argument and can be mocha one to the other, Rowan Mehechen Yorek Zechai. We should see where the Yorek gets its chias from. Meaning, he's saying, you're right, we both have good points, but we should really see where the Yorek gets its chias from, which is really his own, which is really his point. Where does it get its chias from? Obviously from the guy on top, and that's why Meir says that he's right, that it should belong to the guy on top. Rabbi Shimon Kol She'elyon Yichon Lifshotis Yado Velito Harehu Shalo. Rabbi Shimon says it's true, like Rabbi Meir, because Rabbi Shimon be'essence held like Rabbi Meir, that as long as the Elyon is able, the guy on top can lean over and stick his hand out and take vegetables, whatever he can grab, that's his, because L'maisit came from his offer, like the Rab points out. Vashar Shal Tachtim. But if he can't reach for it, and now he would actually need a ladder to go into the other guy's Rishus, which he can't get to unless he asks the other guy permission, that's a little bit of a busha to do so. And therefore, anything he cannot reach, vashar shel tachton, it belongs to the guy on the bottom. Because the guy on top, since he's going to be ashamed to ask him, he's sort of meichel to those vegetables. Solik Maseches Baba Metzia.